free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. You can also take control of the front page of our website. You can submit to it what you think's interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video, blog post, news article, whatever you think our listeners and the hosts of the show would appreciate. You can submit it there, freetalklive.com. It then becomes available to vote on. You can vote up the things you like. You can vote down what you don't like. And then we'll use our front page to help us decide what to talk about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Again, freetalklive.com. We can continue here with your calls and thoughts. Still to come here tonight, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
Sure.
And, of course, whatever you want to discuss. That is why it is called Free Talk Live. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Caller in the last hour suggested, and he did drop off the line, but I felt it deserved a little bit more explanation. He had come up with this conspiracy theory that there's this Salon article that, for those of you just tuning in, we spent the last hour and a half talking about here on Free Talk Live because it really was just an all-out attack on libertarianism. And I think we did a good job assessing that. If you want to hear it, you can listen later over at freetalklive.com to our archive. But so he cites this Salon article. He cites the fact that Free Talk Live is no longer heard on XM satellite radio. And he cites a USA Today piece about how the Silk Road got taken down. And that this is all part of a conspiracy to bring down libertarianism.
Today, this week.
I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. It seems paranoid to me, and I get it. Like, there are definitely people who are after libertarianism, and that is because the viewpoint of liberty is a threatening viewpoint, not from physical violence or anything like that, but threatening to the status quo. It's a threat to what people currently believe. It's an iconoclastic viewpoint. And so, therefore, there will be people who target it. This Salon article is definitely attacking libertarianism. I wouldn't say that a piece about the Silk Road is an attack on libertarianism, necessarily. That's just news. It's just news that Ross Ulbricht happened to get picked up and accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, the creator of the Silk Road, which is an underground, or was, an underground website on Tor, which is the Onion Router. It's a way you can anonymously access secret or hidden sites, as they are called, on the Internet. And Silk Road was an amazing phenomenon that lasted for over 2 years, where people were, thousands upon thousands of people were able to buy and sell drugs successfully, as well as other things like fake IDs and things like that. And they've been investigating the Silk Road for a long time, and they finally made their bust of the man that they thought, or they think, is Dread Pirate Roberts. He has yet to have his day in court, or what will inevitably be more than one day in court, I imagine. And so we don't really know how that's going to pan out, whether or not they've caught the real Dread Pirate Roberts, or whether or not it will matter in the scheme of things, considering there are already competing sites that have risen to prominence to replace the Silk Road. Although I heard rumor, and I haven't verified this, I heard rumor that one of them's already down. The Black Market Reloaded site was allegedly taken offline. Now, not necessarily by the feds, but by its operators. The operators they couldn't make a system that could handle all of the attacks that they were subject to. They couldn't handle a massive amount of people that were trying to get onto the site.
So hackers, they're probably doing everybody a favor by destabilizing, doing their best to destabilize these websites, because a website that can be destabilized by these attacks, whatever they might be,
could be taken out by the feds,
isn't a website worth doing business on in the first place.
Right, and it's a real testament to the Silk Road. I mean, the fact that they really weathered a storm. I mean, there was a few times in their 2-plus-year history where they went down for short periods of time due to attacks against the Silk Road. And, of course, there are going to be attacks against the Silk Road. Those people, the people that were running that site, had a whole bunch of bitcoins in their wallets, and there's some valuable information there as well. So the hackers were after them, and they were after them constantly. So the fact that they existed for so long and were so successful in the face of constant hacks and, in this case, the desire of the federal government to come after them is a real testament to their success. So there are some other options out there. Sheep Marketplace is one of them. I've yet to hear any testimonies from people in real life about using that successfully. There's also the rumor that the Silk Road will come back as Silk Road version 2.0. The operators of the Silk Road's forums, which the FBI apparently left online, they posted announcements to all of their sub-forums in their forums saying, hey, we're back. Now, it sounded like maybe that meant that the Silk Road itself was back, but no, that part wasn't back. But what they did do was they launched their own forums. So there was the forums that were originally with the Silk Road,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the new Silk Road forums, which are ostensibly being operated by the admins of the old Silk Road forums, just on a different server, which presumably isn't controlled by the FBI. So they're announcing on their new forums that within a few weeks, that now it's an unspecified number of weeks, that there will be a Silk Road 2.0. So when that happens, we'll certainly let you know. But to say that all of this is some sort of orchestrated conspiracy is ridiculous.
It gives I don't know if it's ridiculous. It's
paranoid.
Okay, it may be paranoid. That doesn't make it ridiculous. I guess I don't see it. From where I sit, putting this information together.
Right. And yes, Free Talk Live is no longer on XM Satellite Radio. I'm sad about that, but it's just the way business works. We were there at the courtesy of Premier Radio Networks, and they lost their deal with XM because they sold their stock in XM. Clear Channel sold their stock, and so they lost their channels, and we were on their channels. So if or when, hopefully, we come back to XM, we'll also come back and we'll be on Sirius, which we've never been on before. So when we do get to that point, and we're more likely now to get on those channels than we ever would have been in the past, because we're more of a bigger show in the industry these days than we were 3 years ago when we first got on XM only.
Right, and it wasn't likely that we were going to be put on Sirius XM when we were already on XM.
That's correct. So when we come back, and if you do have a Sirius XM subscription, hit up the program directors there, the people in charge of news talk programming or talk programming, and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live.
An email certainly couldn't hurt.
Well, several emails from multiple people. One from you, one from each person. So anyway, that's my opinion on this whole conspiracy idea. Yes, libertarianism is more popular than ever, thanks to Ron Paul, thanks to some of these grassroots organizations like Students for Liberty, Young Americans for Liberty. These are groups that are out there pushing these ideas to young people, and that really upsets some people. They do want to attack us. They do want to make us look bad. And we can handle it because liberty is a message of peace. It's a message of love. It's a message of, understanding our fellow man and allowing our fellow man and women to live free. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Skype. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And that's what Nathan is doing in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Nathan?
Well, I wanted to, I thought you were going to talk the whole show about this Solana article. I wanted to kind of give you a break, but I guess you wrapped it up already. I really liked it. I read it before, and I didn't pick up on a lot of things you were saying, like how there was kind of that fear that, there might be kind of crosstalk between progressives and libertarians.
Sure.
Yeah, it seems to me that that happens a lot when different folks begin to look at the liberty message with an open mind, and the way they'd have to hear it with an open mind, you have to hear it from somebody that you have some level of respect for.
It's important to suppress these ideas to the people in power, whether it's the lefties or the righties. It's very important to suppress these ideas because they're moral and they're practical, they make sense, and they're not complicated.
Now, that was speculation on you on your part, wasn't it, Ian, about crosstalk being what this man might have been afraid of? He didn't say that.
I think he suggested it in his article.
Okay. It seemed to me like his people to be contaminated, but not in that way, mm-hmm. in the way that their message and any victory they have, he didn't want that to be contaminated with libertarianism.
Nathan, I know you were calling for a different reason. Stand by. We are going to get to that. I think he wanted to talk about atheism, which I'm a little bit familiar with, having spent 10 years of my life calling myself one of those things. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Did you have an atheist phase, Mark?
Yes.
When you were a commie?
Absolutely.
And
I never did.
Never. All right. So we'll come back with more here in a few moments, more with Nathan and your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, an update on the sex drive-in in Switzerland. It's real. We're coming up.
plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med 5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com, that's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you enjoy this program, there are ways you can support the show. One of them is by sharing Free Talk Live. Share our, you know, your favorite posts that you like on our Facebook page. Hit the share button on those things and send them out to your friends. Or take your favorite episode of the week and share that on your profile and your favorite social bookmarking website.
Yeah,
that
every
really
time
makes
you
a difference.
Every time you share something or like it or comment on it, it, you know, plays with these social networking sites' algorithms, and it gets seen by more people. So when you're scrolling past, Give it a like. Give it a comment. Give it a share.
Yeah, that would be great.
I just want to tell you about School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community where they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can find them at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's go back to Nathan. He is in Texas. Nathan, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to finish the thought from the other night. Mark teased a little bit the two reasons why atheists have a leg up, or why theists have a leg up on atheists. And I heard the first reason, but I didn't hear the second one. And I wanted to also get your thoughts on the topic of, fear of death and, you know, what does death mean to people and that kind of thing.
So, yeah, one of them is being able to tell people, it's okay. Your loved one who just passed away is in a better place. And the other one is...
I heard that a lot. At the funeral, I heard that a lot. And there was genuine, joy and a lot of, it sounds weird, it's a funeral. But, some of my family members, they were honestly happy because, they believed that having died, my grandfather had moved on to a better place.
And the other thing is, it's very similar, and I did mention it. It's that that if somebody has something bad happen to them for whatever reason, you can say, "I'll pray for you." A theist can say, "I'll pray for you." And this is where, I don't cross paths there. I don't believe that prayer is a wish list and that I can get out there and, either God has a plan or he doesn't, and whatever I've got to say doesn't really fit into that. It's just, that's just people talking. I think.
I remember now. You said that it sounds like a kind of a knockoff of the theist for an atheist to say, "I'll be thinking of you," or "I'll have you in my prayers."
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I'm having a hard time seeing that because, aren't there a lot of things people can say, "I'm thinking about you," or, don't some cultures have funeral rituals where people, put an ornament or a wreath or something, or but there's ways for people to express their solidarity, I guess.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know.
Maybe I need to try those out a little more. One of the ways that I feel.
All the ways in our culture are religious, right? We don't have a secular way to say, my thoughts are with you, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I guess that is the
that
secular.
Works. My thoughts are with you.
The secular way of saying it. I just, to me, it sounds hollow in comparison to "my prayers are with you." I'll be praying.
I don't agree. I think it's the same intention, and I think it's equivalent. Nathan, what else did you want to say on that issue?
I was also wondering if you could weigh in on the issue of, I remember you mentioned you were asking if maybe atheists are less afraid of death or more afraid, and I think my response is going to be, I think religious people are more afraid of death because, they have, a lot of them have this idea of the pearly gates, and, it's like...
Why would that induce fear, exactly?
No, it's that they're more afraid, and so they have this vision of, it'll be all okay because of, the pearly gates afterward.
But then consequently, they are less afraid. They have a story, and whatever that story is makes them less afraid, right?
Right, because they're initially more afraid, I guess is how I was trying to put it. Do you agree with that, Ian? What's your?
Well, I don't know if it matters, right? Because I'm only talking about now. So if they were initially as afraid as an atheist, but then became less afraid as an atheist, if what you're arguing is that you're born fearing death, and I don't know if that's true, I think it's culturally inculcated. Absolutely, it's culturally inculcated. If the idea is that you start out fearing death and then religious people find a way to lessen their fear of death through telling themselves a story, what does that say about atheists? Are you an atheist, Nathan?
I'm more of an agnostic, actually.
Okay.
But I can kind of see what you're saying. I mean, it's hard to be in the... Because I was an atheist vision before, and it's kind of difficult because... you have your loved ones telling you that you're going to be doomed into hellfire.
Yeah, that's a tough place to be.
And from that perspective, it does kind of seem like a running away from the divine truth because, what you're saying is the religious people have this idea of how to comfort you, and you're saying, well, no, I reject that, so I'm going to go over here and be afraid. But you're saying that it's a cultural thing in the first place to sort of this kind of nihilistic view that, oh, death is, you know, this fearsome thing, and, you know, if there's no afterlife, then it doesn't matter what we do.
I'm scared.
Is that your view?
I'm scared of death, and that makes me not want to be an atheist.
Well, you could also argue that it is natural because people obviously have a drive to live, right?
I mean, there's people
a
and things.
Drive. Yeah, anything that lives has a drive to live. So you could argue that it is
anything
the natural
with the
thing,
like central nervous system. Yeah.
Right. So, Ian, I was just curious. What's your kind of spiritual view on it? Like, why do you think that it's like for you that death isn't really something to be afraid of, or it is? I don't know. What's your view on it?
Well, that's because thank you, by the way, Nathan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855,
you don't like those noises, do you?
450 free. It was getting a little shoddy, the connection there. So I don't want to go too much over the ground that we covered last night on the issue of religion, but to answer the question, I mean, obviously, anything that we say about death is nothing more than a set of beliefs because there's not much that can be proven about it, right? And so everybody has a particular, whatever their belief system is, whether it's a lack of beliefs or it's something very specific or something nebulous, everybody has a belief about death. There are certain ideas that I like. I like the idea that, you know, as I mentioned last night, that we're all sort of little pieces of God, this thing that's greater than us, that is essentially everything to me. And so from that aspect, as I am a consciousness existing now, I'm a smaller sliver of whatever it is that's larger. And so that consciousness would return to the greater in the process of death. And some people, if you watch an interesting movie called DMT, the spirit molecule, there are people who have had very interesting experiences on a substance known as DMT, which they say is very similar to a near-death experience because of the way the things that people describe happening to them. And it seems like a very, very pleasant experience, one in which, you know, you're sort of rejoining the cosmic whole, so to speak. And so, therefore, you're just kind of disconnecting from this reality and moving to a more ethereal reality or whatever that existence would be. So that doesn't seem scary to me at all. I like the idea that God is love and that there's not this hate-filled, evil, angry God that's out there trying to punish you for the things that you've done wrong in life. So,
but do you get to have sex when you go back into the spiritual cosmos?
I don't think you
that's
need to have sex.
About.
I don't think you, like...
I want no part of that.
You wouldn't seek that because isn't sex you seeking that that connection back to something larger? Isn't that to some extent that's what sex is? And so therefore you wouldn't have a need for that.
You can't fool me.
If you weren't separate anymore, if you didn't have the illusion of separateness, sex is trying to become one with another part of this. Anyway, 855, 450, free. You take control.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer it! can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Your call still to come here. Also, the sex drive-in and game of the week. We got a chance. We'll talk about all of that here. And, of course, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. The bulletin board system is there. We've also got a cam page with a chat room built in. So different ways for you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. All of them are free. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
If one of your thought processes is the world would be a better place if governments didn't fight with each other as much, causing wars and that kind of thing, I want to tell you about Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are a currency. It's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that is a commodity-based currency on the Internet. It allows people to... It's a huge step forward in the area of currency. Take my word for it on that. But when it comes to commodity currencies, governments can't just create them at will. Bitcoins can't be counterfeited. It's just not possible. At this point, no one has been able to do it over the course of years, and lots of very smart people trying. Can the government currency be counterfeited? You betcha. Real quick. Anybody can do it with a color printer, at least make a passable counterfeit of government currency. This means that governments wouldn't be able to just print money to start wars. And that is a big advantage in the area of peace. If you're interested in Bitcoins, the first thing you got to do is you got to have a Bitcoin wallet. The place to get it is blockchain.info. You go to blockchain.info, you can get the best online wallet available. If you've got a whole bunch of Bitcoins, you'll probably want cold storage offline. But for, you know, four digits worth of Bitcoins, what I'm saying is for $1,000 or so worth of Bitcoins, you could use blockchain.info. It's great for that. There you go, blockchain.info. Get your free online, potentially anonymous wallet there, blockchain.info.
I've got mine. All right, so we're going to continue here, but I also want to make sure I gave my answer to Nathan's question, but you guys didn't get a chance due to the break. So what was or is your viewpoint on death?
You going to go ahead, Johnny, or shall I?
You go first, Mark.
You know, I don't think that any of us know. I also don't think that life is going to be significantly better with a particularly nihilistic view upon about death.
Meaning that there's nothing after this?
There's nothing after this. I like the idea of an afterlife, and I'm going to operate that way. I'm going to prolong my life as long as I can, as evidenced by the fact that I revealed yesterday that I had recently signed up for Alcor, which is a life extension program where they're going to, you know, take my brain and freeze it in liquid nitrogen.
Textbook Mark.
And I'm willing to come back from the afterlife in order to live with this one. But it, you know, if I like the afterlife so much better and I can remember it after having come back, I can just end things then.
Mm-hmm.
That's my choice. But I'd like to have the option. So, yeah, I think that there's an afterlife, and I think that afterlife is all we imagine it to be. But I think we chose to come here. I think that our spirit, whatever it might be, chose to come here, and that's to have an experience, the experience of this life. And to have that experience, you must forget whatever it was that it was in the past.
That's true.
Maybe
you'd know everything.
Maybe some of us have been here many, 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 many times. Maybe some of us are just visited once.
Well, I kind of like that. That's
maybe some of us have never gone to life.
Is it the Hindu, is it one of the tenets of the Hindu religion that you keep coming back, right, to kind of get it right until you finally sort of graduate? Like, there's these different levels that you have to adhere to.
But I don't think that that's the case. I mean, that sounds
I like that one, too. Like, that's kind of a cool idea.
You're kind of trapped in this, this groundhog day.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in being trapped in anything. So, you know, these are, if religion's a story you tell yourself, why not tell yourself a really nice one?
I'm definitely afraid of death, like I mentioned earlier, and that's part of the reason.
You are an agnostic, correct?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know what I would call myself, but basically when I see human culture, when I see things like comedy and drama, tragedy, human things that are above the animal, then I see God, I think. I don't think that some of the kinds of human culture that I see are necessary for our survival here. They seem I'm not sure what the word is, but unnecessary. So I don't know why it's here, but it's beautiful, human culture is. And so I see God in that. And that gives me comfort because I think that I'm going to live forever. There are signs in mathematics. The only example I can think of is E right now. E is a mathematical constant that you see in the natural world. You see it over and over. And so I think there are signs in the world that there is a higher intelligence, and maybe my soul is part of that, and it will rejoin it.
Mm.
And I take comfort in that. And I haven't refined it too much more beyond that.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Robin on the line in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robin.
No, that's Robert, not Robin.
Oh, they got it wrong. I figured it would be you, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've had a near-death experience. It really isn't that bad at all.
Tell me about it.
Well, it wasn't anything that I induced on myself. I had some of that synthetic marijuana.
Mm.
I smoked. I didn't actually smoke. I actually, I ate some of that.
You injected it.
Like in the form of a cookie.
Hmm.
And about 30, 40 minutes later, I was peeking. And I kept peeking, and I was getting off on it wickedly. And I began to have chest pains.
Oh, boy.
And I was, I remember, being in the back of the ambulance. And I remember the vision that I had, that I saw in my eyes. It was really strange. It was like a kaleidoscope. And I could see, that I was, the circle would get bigger, and I kept, I could see my vision was going farther and farther away, and I saw the back of my head. I saw the side of the ambulance. It was really strange.
So you had an out-of-body experience, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And then the last thing that I remember is that I came down real fast. And I woke up and I was in the hospital.
It's fascinating. And what did it say to you? What does that mean to you?
I don't know. I I can't explain it. It wasn't a painful experience. It just all of a sudden it just came on. I tried to explain. But it's interesting.
Definitely a good reason to stay away from the synthetic drugs. Yeah. Keep it to the natural stuff, in my opinion.
You know, a lot of animals ingest these hallucinogenic things and mind-altering substances. I wonder, what do they say? You know, what do they say to themselves after they've had some kind of event?
They don't speak. They're animals.
Well, what do they say to themselves?
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, they have these events. I've seen drunk animals before, so I know that mind-altering substances work on them. Yeah. I don't know that all of them do.
You ever seen the video of the monkeys on the beach stealing people's drinks?
They certainly will do that.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the story.
But I just wonder whether a robin that goes and finds itself a little bit of peyote or something like that says, there's got to be a god. You know, there's a big eagle in the sky. I don't know.
That's a good question.
They probably don't revere predatory.
Maybe in a past life you were a robin, Mark. Who knows?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
By the way, if you go with this Hindu thing, it means that the people that are important in your life keep cropping up throughout your... Yeah, I mean, it adds so much significance to this reincarnation thing, that not only do you keep getting recreated, but you keep getting recreated with the same people over and over again. So Ian and I have been arguing for millennia.
Mark, I see you more as an eagle than a robin.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to come back with your thoughts. If you've got them, you're welcome to dial in toll-free at 855-453. Maybe you would like to share with us a near-death experience, or perhaps you just want to share your viewpoint on death, regardless of what it is. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are imminent.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, even in these remaining moments, here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us, please. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Or Newegg. There's also some Newegg links. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is that you're looking to buy, everything. We'll get a cut. It's very nice. It's a great deal for us. And you get the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So, Switzerland, their drive-in, the sex drive-in, it's happening. Well, we talked about it previously, and when it was in the planning phase.
This was the plastic sheds that on sort of in a warehouse district or something in Switzerland where you could go and do whatever one does.
That's right. Sex boxes, as they are called. They opened up
romantic
in late August in Zurich. According to the AFP, Switzerland's first sex drive-in, which opened 2 months ago in a bid to take prostitution off of Zurich's streets, has been a success, says the city. Following an initial evaluation, Michael Herzig, director of social services for sex workers in the city. That's right, there's a director of social services for sex workers. Presumably he works for the state. After 2 months, I can say this guarded prostitution site is working. Zurich opened the fenced-in site, which is only accessible by car, in an industrial sector on the outskirts of town in August to move sex workers out of the city center and provide them with a safer working environment. The drive-in, approved by 52.6% of Zurich voters in a March 2012 referendum, has a track where the sex workers can show off their assets and negotiate a price, and 9 so-called sex boxes where they and their clients can park and conclude the transaction. Machines resembling parking meters have been installed, and the prostitutes are required to contribute 5 Swiss francs, which is about $5.40 U.S. each night in taxes, to help Zurich cover the cost of running the place. Security guards are on hand to ensure there's only one man in each car coming in, as well as alarm buttons in each sex box, on-site doctors, and social workers. We did not have any major problems, such as with pimps, violence, or the neighborhood, said Herzig. Said he was surprised that things had gone so smoothly. An average of 14 sex workers had used the site each day since it opened, he said. That's fewer than half of the 30-odd who'd been working on Schickwai in downtown Zurich, the city's most notorious red-light street, until prostitution was banned there in August. But the figures do suggest prostitutes are embracing the new system, despite concerns the strictly controlled environment could scare away clients, he said. Herzig said the tight control was a key to its success, with the constant presence of municipal staff helping sex workers operate beyond the clutches of pimps. He said similar schemes in other European cities have been hobbled by a lack of resources that saw pimps move in and take control. Now, I'm looking at the picture here of these sex boxes, and they're very colorful. They don't exactly look particularly attractive. They've got colored lights in them, colorful paint jobs, but it looks like it'd be a little chilly once things start to get cold there in Switzerland, as I imagine it will inevitably do here very soon.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Aren't you driving your car into these boxes?
Good point. Maybe you are driving your car into
the box. If so, the car probably has heat.
And then
maybe you're doing it in the car.
I'm guessing you might be right
about
that. Like
a bunch of high schoolers.
That's delightful.
Yeah, you might be right. Otherwise, what are you doing on some sort of hard bench? I mean, obviously the government isn't going to be
cleaning that off.
Yeah, is it to spray the place down when you get done?
I sincerely doubt that.
Yeah, so I think you're right. You might be right, Mark. Maybe you have to do the sex act in car in this particular place.
I don't know the specifics, but I imagine that happens a lot with prostitution, right?
So I think this is a really just lame attempt at trying to funnel a particular market function into one location to force it all to happen in this government-controlled sex box zone, and it's disturbing to me. I mean, I like the idea of people being able to consent to sex and pay for it if that's what they want to do. I think that adults should be able to contract for these sorts of things, but to institutionalize it like this seems really, really awful. It makes it even less attractive than it would normally be, and it's not something that's attractive to me in general. But
prostitution's a difficult subject, because especially in Europe, where human trafficking doesn't really have to go across the water,
mm-hmm.
And that makes it particularly bad. A lot of people that are in these sort of red light districts where prostitution has been made basically completely legal and one can do it as a business if one wishes. They're tricked in small villages and poorer countries. Hey, you want to make a money dancing for a living in Europe? And, what young lady that's, not doing, that's living in poverty in some foreign country isn't going to say, yeah, I'd like to try that out. And then, poof, she's essentially a slave. I mean, 80% of
is that happening more often in places where prostitution is semi-legal, or is it happening more often in places where prostitution is prohibited? Because if prostitution is prohibited, then the black market definitely has an interest in sex slavery, more so than I would say that if there was an open market and anybody could enter the prostitution market.
Well, I think that the real answer is policing. What needs to happen is the police need to take a stronger role in these areas and talk to these women that are doing these jobs.
Well, no, what needs to happen is there needs to be an open market for sex instead of these restricted areas where only some people are able to operate. You should be able to operate a brothel out of your home.
Explain to me how having, these red light districts are often, sometimes they're not even necessarily zoned for this. This is sort of just where they happened, and then the zoning built up around the red light districts.
Right?
So explain to me how the zoning makes it so that human trafficking is possible.
I wasn't suggesting that necessarily.
I'm saying trafficking
is more likely in places where it's completely prohibited.
I don't know the answer to that, but there's evidence that a lot of people that are in these places where prostitution is legal are in fact victims of human trafficking also. And I think that what really the answer there is policing. Now, I'm not saying the policing wouldn't exist in a free market world. It certainly would. It would just have competition and therefore be better. But, yeah, police officers who probably now don't have the obligation to protect prostitutes, hookers, the folks that are at the lowest end of society in many cases, they should be going in, they should be talking to these ladies and finding out, hey, are you being forced to stay here? Because if you're not, if you are being forced to stay here, I've got places for you to go.
She can't say, because if she tells the truth, then her family might get killed by the Russian mafia. Johnny Ray, let's get to the game of the week. What do you have for us this week?
Sure. Well, number one, I've been playing a lot of EU4, Europe Universalis 4.
Yeah, you've been raving about this for weeks now.
I guess I have, haven't I? I'd like to say I've got some reservations about that. As a game, it's fine. It's great. Well, for one thing, it's made by Europeans. All right.
Mm.
So first of all, with one of these strategy games, you have to play the role of the dictator, which rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah,
probably
sure.
Would rub you the wrong way. There is an inflation number in the game. Your nation has its own inflation number. One of the solutions to that in EU4 is to develop a central bank, and then that reduces your inflation.
So that questionable economics here.
Yeah, it's pretty mercantilist, but you know, the whole thing, I guess what the reservation I'm trying to get at is games are always some kind of abstraction. So the more that a game tries to be like real life, I guess it suffers from that. It suffers for that a little bit. And this is trying to recreate human history. But then again, I keep jumping the fence on this because I just remind myself that it is just a game, so I should appreciate it on that level. It's great. I'm having fun with it, right? The last couple of playthroughs I've tried to play as the Mamluks because I've always had a interest in the Middle East and the Levant. Hmm. And the Mamluks in 1444, they were controlling. Mamluks, I think you might also pronounce it as the Levant, a little bit kind of towards Iraq and the northern Africa. But
must not have worked out for them.
I don't really know. It didn't work out for me. The Ottomans came down and snuffed me out.
How long is this the gameplay? Like when you started with the Mamluks to where you got snuffed out, how long did that gameplay last?
Probably 12 to 15 hours.
Mm, okay.
I've been upping the speed. You know, it's a real-time game, but unlike most of your real-time strategy games like Warcraft or Starcraft, the match takes hours and hours and hours. So the game can play, and I can let it play, and I like games like this. The game can play, and I can start reading the rules, and the game is going, and people are moving and stuff, and it's just going. Also, I played a game called Card Hunter, which... Yeah,
we don't have time for that one.
Yeah, we don't have time for that one.
What was it called? European what?
Europa Universalis 4.
Europa Universalis 4. This is consuming Johnny Ray's world. That's why he didn't talk in the first hour, because he was still regaining consciousness from staying up all night and playing it. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.